Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called How to Become the Kind of Person Opportunities Find. Let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs chase opportunities, but the most successful ones I know do something counterintuitive. They become the type of person opportunities actively seek out. Today, I'll show you the three-step system to flip this script and have opportunities come to you. First, build your signal, not just your skills. Think of it this way. You might be the most talented entrepreneur in your city, but if nobody knows about your journey, your talents remain invisible. Opportunities find people who broadcast their expertise consistently. Share your learning process, your failures, and your wins publicly on LinkedIn, Twitter, or industry forums. It's not about being perfect. It's about being visible and authentic about your entrepreneurial journey. When you share what you're learning, you become someone worth following. Second, create value before you ask for anything. Research shows reciprocity is one of the strongest psychological drivers in business relationships. This means offering solutions, insights, or connections to people in your network without expecting immediate returns. When you position yourself as a connector and problem solver, rather than someone constantly seeking help, people begin to think of you differently. They start seeing you as a resource, not a request. Third, show up where your future self would be. Attend industry events, join mastermind groups, or engage in communities one level above your current status. But here's the key. Listen more than you speak and ask thoughtful questions that demonstrate genuine curiosity. Consistency here beats intensity. It's better to show up regularly than to network frantically once and disappear. Let me share a real example. My friend Sarah was stuck at her marketing job, dreaming of starting a consulting business. Instead of cold pitching potential clients, she started commenting thoughtfully on marketing posts by industry leaders. She'd share mini case studies from her day job experiences and offer tactical advice to people asking questions. After 3 months, a startup founder whose posts she'd been engaging with reached out directly. He'd been watching her insights and offered her a $5,000 consulting contract to revamp their email marketing. That one opportunity led to 3 referrals and eventually her full-time consulting business, all because she became known as someone who genuinely helped others first. Here's what you can do this week. Pick one platform where your ideal opportunities hang out. Commit to adding value there for 10 minutes daily. Comment on posts, share insights, or answer questions. Don't pitch anything for the first 30 days. Just focus on being helpful and building genuine relationships. Track not followers or likes, but meaningful conversations and connections you make. This isn't about becoming an influencer. It's about becoming the person others think of when opportunities arise. When you become the kind of person who consistently adds value and shows up authentically, you're not just building a business, you're building a reputation that works for you, even when you're sleeping. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.